Many of the changes brought on by COVID were temporary, but some, especially in the workplace, are here to stay. Hi, I'm Rob West. There's no doubt that the pandemic caused a domino effect through society. COVID sparked the Great Resignation, which in turn led to many ways of doing things differently in the workplace. I'll talk about them today, and then it's on to your calls at 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. This is MoneyWise on American Family Radio, biblical wisdom for your financial journey. A century ago, the song, "How You Gonna Keep Them Down on the Farm After They've Seen Paris," swept the nation. It was about American GIs returning from World War I. They would never be the same. A similar thing has happened to workers in the wake of COVID. Due to office shutdowns, employers bent over backwards to keep work flowing, giving employees much greater flexibility, including working from home like never before. It was a trend already underway to a limited extent, but analysts say the pandemic catapulted the workplace decades into the future, practically overnight. Organizational psychologist Anthony Klotz, the guy who coined the term the Great Resignation, now says many of those changes are here to stay. Klotz predicted a year ago this month that COVID would spark mass resignations. He sure got that one right. A record 48 million workers left their jobs in 2021, and the trend continues, with 4.5 million of them saying, "I quit," this past March alone. Employers are paying a lot more attention to the needs of employees in an effort to retain them and recruit new hires, instituting policies to help with physical, mental, and financial health. Klotz says the result is a series of changes that might not have taken place for another 30 years, most notably job flexibility and expanded work-from-home opportunities. The result is that millions of workers have now learned that they can do their jobs anywhere. It's not a matter of keeping them down on the farm. Workers have proven that they can be productive on a farm or anywhere else, like at their kitchen table or even the local coffee shop. All they need is broadband internet. And they're not going back to the office now that they've seen Paris. Millions of workers are moving to the suburbs and rural areas and keeping their jobs without having to commute or looking for new opportunities that allow them to work remotely. For employees that must come into the office, employers have stepped up on-site changes, including things like a 4-day work week and greater flexibility with hours. It's not like they have a choice. A study by CareerBuilder showed that job announcements giving employees work-from-home opportunities now draw 7 times more applications than on-site positions. And they run the gamut of fields, with managers, tutors, and therapists being among the most popular with applicants looking for remote work opportunities. Applicants are insisting on flexibility and wellness like never before. A LinkedIn survey found that nearly 2/3 of job seekers now say that the chance to better balance work and home life is a top priority. Another survey by the Pew Research Center revealed some of the main factors driving the Great Resignation and leading to the changes. Workers who left their jobs in 2021 cited low pay, a lack of advancement opportunity, and employer disrespect as the chief reasons they quit. The respondents who found new jobs say they now have a chance for more flexibility, opportunities to advance, and better pay than with their previous employers. Another change sparked by COVID is the huge increase in the number of people leaving jobs to start their own businesses. The Census Bureau reports that applications to form new businesses hit 5.4 million in 2021. So by now, you're probably wondering just who are these companies offering perks like work from home and hour flexibility? Well, it's no surprise at all that topping the list is Zoom video communications. Social distancing and office shutdowns caused the number of people Zooming for meetings to skyrocket, and the company is now having a surge in new positions. The computer company Dell is also on the list, along with travel app Hopper. Intuit is also in the mix, offering work from home for tax professionals, including attorneys and CPAs. The health field is well represented, with United Health, Trusted Health, and BroadPath Health Solutions all giving their employees the opportunity to work from home, among other benefits. So that's what's happening in today's workforce. We hope you can put some of that information to use. All right, your calls are next. 800-525-7000. By the way, you can call that number 24/7. 800-525-7000. This is MoneyWise on American Family Radio. Biblical wisdom for your financial journey. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Do you know that even here in America, the buying, selling, abusing, and discarding of women and children happens every day? I'm Sam Rohr, host of Stand in the Gap Weekend, heard Sunday from 6 to 7 p.m. Central Time. Join me and Janelle Esbenshade of North Star Initiative, a ministry helping to restore broken lives ravaged by human trafficking. Our theme for this weekend's program is entitled The Scourge of Human Trafficking, Modern Day Slavery at its Worst, Sunday from 6 to 7 p.m. Central Time.
When you hear this,
this is American Family News.
You know what follows is the truth. Your news from a Christian perspective.
Hundreds of teachers are going to have to walk into that school building, and they are forced to swallow political ideology that in many cases violates their very faith and conscience.
If you miss it at the top of the hour, American Family News podcasts are available at AFN.net. And sign up for our daily news brief at AFN.net.
If you're investing for retirement or any other goal, you may be wondering if it's possible to enjoy both profit and peace of mind no matter what's happening in the market. Sound Mind Investing has a short video webinar on that topic at soundmindinvesting.org. SMI has helped tens of thousands of Christians learn to be wise and faithful stewards in the area of investing. Profit and peace of mind, no matter what's happening in the market, at soundmindinvesting.org.
Dear 1 million moms, I've always thought that maybe your organization was making a mountain out of a molehill. But today, I cannot believe what I just saw on my TV.
Concerned about the trash flowing into your home through today's media that simply will not censor itself? Make your voice heard. If you see trash in the media, tell us. Use the Submit Trash button at 1millionmoms.com. That's 1millionmoms.com. And thanks.
Siri, open my food delivery app.
Before you order in again, are you sure that's in your budget?
What budget?
Exactly. You need the free MoneyWise app. With its electronic envelope budgeting system, you'll know exactly where every dollar is going, and you can finally stay on top of your money.
I guess that does sound like a pretty good idea. Siri, download the MoneyWise app.
Okay. Searching for MoneyWise in the App Store. Learn more at MoneyWise.org.
Do you feel like your hands are tied with debt, preventing you from serving God? If you have credit card debt, Christian credit counselors can help. Through our debt management program, we can get you out of credit card debt about 80% faster while honoring your debt in full. For more information on how Christian credit counselors can help, visit ChristianCreditCounselors.org. That's ChristianCreditCounselors.org. Or call 800-557-1985. 800-557-1985.
Delighted to have you with us today on MoneyWise on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West, your host. We've got some phone lines open in just a few moments. We'll begin taking your calls and questions today on anything financial. The number to call is 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. Let me just say, I am delighted to be here with you each morning on MoneyWise on American Family Radio. What an exciting opportunity to take the work we've been doing for years, going all the way back to Larry Burkett and Howard Dayton, and now with me stewarding this ministry to bring what we do each day to American Family Radio, to partner with you, to mine God's Word, to unpack His principles and apply them to the financial decisions and choices we make every day. It's a huge privilege, and perhaps you're just tuning into MoneyWise for the very first time. This is just our third program here on American Family Radio. I just wanted to say I am honored to be able to host this program each day, to join with you in the MoneyWise community, to unpack this idea of what it means to be a wise steward. How do we effectively manage God's money? Because here's the big idea. God owns it all. That means we're managers of the King of Kings resources. And so money is now a tool to accomplish God's purposes. The question is, what would he have us to do with it? Well, it would be great if we could go to the Bible and it said, you should spend 62.5% of what I give you on your lifestyle. But it doesn't. It requires we go to our knees and ask the Lord, what do you have for us? What should we be doing with your money? How much is enough for lifestyle and accumulation? And what about our investments? And should our values be reflected in our investment decisions? How do we handle that debt we have and wanting to pay off? What about saving for the future? And yeah, we want to be givers too. And we want to give right up front, right off the top, both systematically in proportion to what God has entrusted to us, and I believe sacrificially. Recognizing the tithe, if we apply the principle of the tithe, is really the training wheels of giving, as my friend Randy Alcorn likes to say. So this is a great opportunity for you and I to come together each morning to do just that, to recognize that we're stewards. And here's the big idea. The Bible is full of financial wisdom. Do you realize that 2,350 verses in the Bible deal with money and possessions? The former host of this program, my friend Howard Dayton, he's a mentor of mine. He actually, early in his faith journey, when he had recently met the Lord, was in a men's Bible study, and they decided to take the scriptures and actually find every passage related to money. At that point, we didn't know it was 2,350, and so Howard and a good friend of his, a mentor, said, let's do this together. Well, his friend, being a more seasoned believer, said, let's split the Bible in two. You take the Old Testament, I'll take the New. Well, Howard didn't realize he was getting the raw end of that deal. Nevertheless, 2,350 verses later, they literally cut them out with scissors, stacked them up by category, and we had our number. But here's the idea is that, you know, it's not about what God wants from us. It's what he wants for us. I think the reason 16 of Jesus' 38 parables have a reference to money is because money issues are heart issues. And so we need to be thinking about how we can apply God's word to the decisions and choices we make every day. This is a big idea. So each morning, we'll gather together and see if we can unpack those principles found in God's word and apply them to what you're dealing with in your financial life. Because here's another reality, and this has been my experience over a long time on the radio and teaching on this topic at the intersection of faith and finance, is that our financial lives is one of the key ways that God shapes our spiritual life. It's the training ground of the heart, if you will. It's the most tangible evidence of what we value and where we've placed our trust. Every day when we make a spending decision, it's ultimately a spiritual decision. Now, you might say, wait a minute, Rob, you know, when I stop and get that $5 cup of coffee, is that really about a spiritual decision? Well, it's saying this is what I value over something else. Doesn't mean it's wrong or bad. We should enjoy God's provision, and I love a good cup of coffee, but I'm just saying, as we look at how we're allocating the whole of God's resources, all of it, we want to make sure that it reflects what's truly important to us. And yeah, we should enjoy it, and yeah, we should provide for our families, but I think we should be thinking first about our generosity above everything else. Well, we'd love to hear from you today. What questions do you have on your mind related to your finances? 800-525-7000 is the number to call. We've got some lines open. Again, 800-525-7000. And as we think about our resources, really there's four categories you'll hear me talking about often on this program. I like to use the words live, give, owe, and grow, right? There's our lifestyle. That is really our spending decisions, our spending plan, how we're allocating those resources on a daily basis. You might call it a budget, although some people don't like that word. And then second, there's the give area of our lives. You know, that portion that we're putting back into circulation in God's economy, taking a portion of what he entrusts to us and being a pipeline back into God's activity. So that's the give area. Then there's the O area. And, you know, this trips people up so often because when we live beyond our means, and by the way, debt allows us to do that, we accumulate debt. And we don't want to do that. We want to use debt for, well, only economically productive uses. So we don't want to use it for assets that are going to decline in value, and namely, that's credit card debt. But when we live beyond our means, that's what's going to happen. So debt is permissible. It's not a sin, but we see clear warnings in Scripture, and therefore we should be working to pay down debt over time, whether that's credit card debt or student loans, even our mortgage. I'd love for you to get to the place where you could pay that off early, and at the very least by the time you retire, because that's going to keep your lifestyle as low as possible. So that's live, give, owe, and then we want to grow part of what God entrusts to us. And I think we should be thinking about that in terms of growing it for the short term, growing it for what I call an emergency fund for the unexpected that will come, and growing it for the longer term. That's growing it for retirement, perhaps a college education for the kids, that down payment on the house, which is becoming more and more difficult to amass. Whatever it is, we'd love for you to be growing it based on your values and what's really important to you, making it a matter of prayer first and foremost. So it's live, give, owe, and grow. Hey, let's apply all of that to your questions today. We're going to head to the phones. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. We're going to begin in Virginia today. Venus, thank you for calling. How can I help you?
Hello there. Well, my question today is, how are we supposed to trust the Lord if we don't sow into His kingdom? In other words, I think it goes hand in hand. In order to trust in the Lord, you have to sow into His kingdom, and it is all His. It is all His money.
That's
so
right.
Every dime we get actually should be thought over, prayed over, and directed in a manner that would advance the kingdom or help the purpose of the Father's heart.
Yes.
So buying a cup of coffee at Starbucks is not advancing the kingdom, I assure you. And I'm with you on that. It doesn't matter that you buy a cup of coffee, but if you're going to, try to locate a place that is truly operating in God's principles. It's really easy to spot them.
Sure.
You know?
Well, I love that idea, Venus. You're exactly right. I mean, everything belongs to the Lord, so we should look at every spending decision as ultimately a spiritual decision, and we should be thinking about how are we taking what has been entrusted to us and using it to advance God's purposes, and perhaps it involves asking a different question, and that question isn't necessarily what should I give, but perhaps we change it to what should I keep? Right? Because we want to be a part of God's activity, and it's a privilege to be able to join God in His work, and we do that through our giving, through our generosity, by taking a portion of what He's given us and putting it right in, and then the rest of our financial lives as well, being sure we're praying over it. We're going to pause for a quick break. We'll be back with much more on MoneyWise on American Family Radio. Venus, thanks for your call. We'll be right back.
Can we trust the Bible?
He says, we saw this. And that sets the Bible apart from almost everything else in the ancient world and its religious pantheon of gods and goddesses.
The God Who Speaks, the important documentary from the American Family Association, is now available to watch for free on AFA's brand new streaming platform. Go to thegodwhospeaks.org to watch this award-winning film today. thegodwhospeaks.org.
Your kids are grown, and you're in a new stage of life. It's a challenging adjustment, but author Dr. Jim Burns says now is the time to make a fresh start. And his new book, Finding Joy in the Empty Nest, will equip you with practical, biblical advice. Learn to manage big issues like aging parents, managing a fixed income, or how to help your children. Request your copy of Finding Joy in the Empty Nest with a gift of $25 or more at moneywise.org.
The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. See, we don't have to engage in psychological brainwashing techniques and all this nonsense that the left traffics in because they're godless. For the most part, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations. That's how we fight.
Tune in to The Awakening, weekdays at noon Central on American Family Radio.
Christian Healthcare Ministries enables believers to show love for one another by sharing each other's health costs. Through CHM's voluntary health cost sharing programs, members uplift each other spiritually and financially. CHM is an eligible option under the Affordable Care Act and a Better Business Bureau accredited charity. Interested? Learn more by calling 800-791-6225 or online at chministries.org.
We forget sometimes that our bodies are included in the redemption, that the reason Jesus himself was physically raised from the dead, because of that, we will also, the Bible talks about, we will be physically raised from the dead.
The Great Restoration, an article by Jordan Chambly.
And we can look forward to one day being resurrected and restored to a physical, eternal life.
To read this article, visit afa.net/the stand.
How should we as Christians think about investing? What if we could invest our money in a way that aligns with what we believe? At Eventide, we believe it is possible to love God and love our neighbor in the very practice of investing. We design investments for performance and a better world so you can invest for the future with a sense of wholeness and purpose. We call this investing that makes the world rejoice. More information is available at investeventide.com.
Thanks for joining us today on MoneyWise. So glad to have you along with us today. Rob West, your host. We've got some lines open. We'd love to hear from you. What's your financial question today? Is it saving, your spending plan? Maybe it's giving or paying down debt. We'd love to hear from you. Even investments and how you apply your values. Call 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. You know, we started today by talking about changes in the workplace. More than half of North American employers, 55%, will allow employees to skip out early or take the whole day off on Fridays this summer, according to a new poll by the research and advisory company Gartner Inc. It's just more evidence that we're seeing significant changes in the workplace brought on by COVID. That reality is a 9% jump from the share of companies in North America that offered the perk last year, according to Gartner, and 43% increase from how many companies globally offered it in 2012. They surveyed 94 human resource leaders in North America during the second quarter of 2019. So it's really fascinating to see how quickly the changes are taking place. We really leapfrogged years and years into a trend that was already happening, but we've seen obviously massive acceleration. If you'd like to learn more about the opening topic we started with today, workplace changes here to stay, there's an article on featured on our homepage at moneywise.org. With that title. You can check it out and learn more. Also, you'll find a great article featured there as well, 10 Verses on the Christian at Work. That would be a great opportunity for you just to meditate on what God's Word says about your work. You know, we were created to be workers, right? Adam and Eve were workers in the garden. We were created to be productive, to take God's creation and improve it. So we have a calling on our lives to be workers, and that was before the fall, right? So that continues throughout the whole of our life. Well, what does God's Word say about that? And if we meditate on how He thinks and how He in the Bible instructs us to think about our work, I think it'll change how we go to work and how we think about our role there. So check that article out when you head to moneywise.org, 10 verses on the Christian at work. All right, let's head back to the phones today. We've got a few lines open, 800-525-7000. Our team is standing by. We'd love to hear from you. To Alabama we go. Jeremy, how can I help you, sir?
Hey, yeah, me and my wife have about $20,000 in student debt, and I'm wondering if it's better to save up and pay that off, or save up and use that money as a down payment on a land loan or a home loan.
Yeah. So give me a rundown, Jeremy, of what you've got in the way of debt and what are your savings goals?
All right. Yeah. So we have about, it's pretty much 15,000 of it is student loans, and then 5,000 is a car.
Okay.
And we can probably get about 20,000 saved up by the end of next year. And we're looking also to get a house too. So we're just trying to figure out which is best to pay off or to use for the house.
Very good. So you've got 15,000 in student loans, 5,000 on a car note. You don't have any credit card debt, correct?
No.
Okay, great. And do you have what I call an emergency savings account? That is an account with liquid savings that's available for the unexpected?
Yeah, we have a little bit in there.
Okay. I'd love for you to try to get that up to at least 3 months' expenses, just so you've got some cushion if the unexpected comes, a disruption in your work, a reduction in your pay, or expenses that were unexpected as well coming at you that you didn't anticipate. When you look at your spending plan, whether you have that formalized in a budget or just, you know, based on kind of your observations, how much margin, if any, do you think you have on a monthly basis? That is money left over after all the bills are paid, including the minimums if you're currently paying on those student loans, and then, of course, the car payment.
Yeah, well, our budget goes off of every 2 weeks, and every 2 weeks we have about $500 to $600 extra that we can put back.
Okay. All right. And then last question, give me specifically, what are your savings goals? I mentioned, or you mentioned, a home purchase. When are you trying to buy that home?
Hopefully within the next 2 or 3 years. That's really the thing we're trying to save for.
Okay. And do you have anything set aside for that specifically yet?
No, not yet.
Okay, great. And how much would you be looking to spend? Have you run through that? And here's some rules of thumb. I'd love for you to make sure that whatever your mortgage payment is that you end up with, that the principal, interest, taxes, and insurance, the escrows, is the total of all of that is no more than 25% of your take-home pay. And so that would be a good rule of thumb as you're looking at various mortgages, especially as rates are rising, to say, how much house can we really afford? The other thing I'd like for you to have is a 20% down payment. So if you're buying a $300,000 home, I'd love for you to have $60,000. If you're buying a $200,000 home, $40,000. And unfortunately, home prices being where they are, those numbers are unfortunately, you know, often what we're having to think about in terms of a purchase price. So as you look at that, what would be your savings goal for the home that you'd like to be able to buy?
Okay, well, we was hoping, I mean, you know, prices are up. So before we was kind of planning on spending around $200,000, but now for the size of the house we want, it's probably, you know, gone up a lot, you know, $250,000 or $300,000.
Yeah. All right. So if $50,000 was your goal, and you know you're able to you know put away $600 a month, I mean that's going to take you probably 7 years or so to get there. I realize that's probably a lot longer than you wanted to wait to buy that house. And so I think the key for you right now is if you've got $500 to $600 left over a month with the student loans and the car, I'd say, you know, I'd be looking at probably starting to, you know, continue to put money aside right now, getting up to that 3 months expenses for your emergency fund as the first priority. And then the second priority would be to, you know, take that additional surplus and put it in a down payment fund so that you can get that, that savings going in the right direction. We're hearing from the Biden administration, there could be, $10,000 in student loan debt forgiveness. We'll see where that goes. It's a political hot potato in terms of the legislation behind that. But I think I would stay the course on paying those notes and really start saving aggressively. I think there's probably an opportunity for you as well to begin to look at getting more money going towards savings. And that's going to mean you go back to the budget and really take a hard look at where you can cut. Let's try to get that up to $1,000 a month to help you save even quicker. Jeremy, we appreciate your call today. We'll be right back with MoneyWise on American Family Radio.
You probably have a strategy for your finances, your career, even your retirement. But do you have a strategy for your giving? At the National Christian Foundation, we can help you create a giving strategy to inspire your family, maximize your resources, and leave a lasting legacy of faith. To learn how, visit moneywise.org/NCF.
The AFA Resource Center has all your favorite items, everything from books, movies, shirts, and even hats. Introducing AFA's polyester and twill hats, starting at just $18. Whether you're into fashion, a collector, or you're just having a bad hair day, these hats are just what you need. You can buy one for yourself or a friend. Purchase your AFA hat today at resources.afa.net.
If you have money in a retirement account or just a general investing account, you know the stock market can sometimes be like a roller coaster. But it is possible to enjoy both profit and peace of mind in investing, no matter what's happening in the market. You can see a short video webinar on that topic at soundmindinvesting.org. Since 1990, Sound Mind Investing has sought to offer financial wisdom for living well. soundmindinvesting.org.
What's most important to you when it comes to choosing your financial advisor? Someone who's aligned with your biblical values? How about someone who will take the time to explain your options in plain English? Certified Kingdom Advisors are professionals who meet high standards in competence and integrity and have been trained to offer biblical financial advice. To find a Certified Kingdom Advisor in your area, visit MoneyWise.org and click the link that says Find a CKA. That's MoneyWise.org.
Friendships is looking for full-time volunteer men and women who are serious about serving God, investing time in rewarding work, and helping people in need around the world. There is no charge to serve. Room and board are provided. A willing heart and a desire to work as part of a team are the primary skills required. Check out the opportunities at friendships.org or email portmercy@friendships.org. That's portmercy@friendships.org.
Christian Healthcare Ministries enables believers to meet their healthcare costs affordably, biblically, and compassionately. It's not insurance, but a voluntary cost-sharing ministry based on the biblical example of Christians sharing each other's needs. And members aren't fined under the law for not having health insurance. Christian Healthcare Ministries might be your health cost solution. Call 800-791-6225 or visit chministries.org.
This is American Family Radio, a listener-supported ministry of the American Family Association.
Delighted to have you along with us today on MoneyWise on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West, your host, taking your calls and questions on anything financial today. We'd love to hear from you. Few lines open at 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. Pat, standing by to take your call today, and we'll get you right on the air. We'd love to hear from you. Hey, we talked to Jeremy just before the break. A couple of tips for paying down debt fast. You know, if you want to dump debt, and I can understand why you would, here's some of the keys. Number one, pay more than the minimum. Just because they say that's the minimum that you have to pay, don't fall for that trap. That's going to extend it out much longer than you'd probably like it to be. And so pay more than the minimum. Of course, that means you have margin over and above that minimum payment and all of your other bills. But you've got to start with the spending plan for that. Pay more than once a month. Perhaps you get paid every 2 weeks and you'd like to send a bit out of each paycheck. That would be a great option. You could consider the snowball method. There's been some great research about what's called the snowball method versus the avalanche method. And you might say, what in the world are you talking about? Well, the snowball method basically just says we line up our debt smallest to largest and we pay the minimums on all of them. And this usually works with credit cards. But then we take the margin that we have over and above our expenses. Let's say that's a couple hundred dollars a month after all the bills are paid and we put money into our 401k. We, of course, do our giving. We pay all the minimums on the credit cards. We've got a couple of hundred left over. Well, you'd take that couple of hundred extra and you'd apply it to the balance with the that's the smallest, not necessarily the lowest interest rate, or excuse me, not necessarily the highest interest rate, but the smallest balance until that one's paid off. Let's say it's $1,000. 5 months later, that one's gone. That psychological win of getting that one paid off entirely is going to give you the momentum you need to carry that on to number two and number three and number four. Studies have shown with the snowball method where you can attack the smallest first and see that victory, it's going to help you stay with the course until it's ultimately all paid off. So you'd roll that minimum payment on card number one plus the $200 margin down to card number two, and you'd repeat the process until they're all paid off. The avalanche method simply says we line them up highest interest rate to lowest interest rate because we'd want to pay those off first since we're spending more money. And that's great. You're right. You will save a little bit of money by doing it that way, but that highest interest rate may not be the smallest balance. Therefore, it's going to take you longer to see some success. And when it takes longer, studies have shown there's a greater likelihood that you're going to give up that process. So consider the snowball method. You also want to keep track of bills and pay them in less time. You want to shorten the length of your loan if possible. Don't refinance and extend out a loan that has 20 years left on it to a new 30-year loan. So all of these are ways that we can really think about how we are paying down our debt. Now, Jeremy also asked about buying a house, and I think it's really key as we think about buying a home, we need to be, first of all, making sure we know what our budget is. In a market like this, there's a tendency to stretch and try to buy a home that we really can't afford because we're frustrated that homes cost so much, and we have a certain area picked out and a certain size home and number of bedrooms that we're targeting. Well, just start with the budget, not the home of your dreams. That's going to ensure that you don't become house poor, meaning you've got too much of your monthly budget allocated to your housing expenses. So when you start with your budget, figure out how much you can afford. And again, that 25% of your take-home pay for principal, interest, taxes, and insurance, the mortgage payment, is a good rule of thumb. Then you want to get a pre-approval, not a pre-qualification, where you're actually pre-approved. You want to maintain your credit, save that 20%, and you want to get three options from lenders. Often for the largest purchase we will ever make in our lives, we only get one bid, one choice, and that's not effective. We need to have at least three options. I would get one perhaps from your local bank, but I'd get two from online banks or online lenders, and bankrate.com would be a great option for that. Don't forget the closing costs, and then be sure you list out your needs, your non-negotiables, and your nice-to-haves as you're shopping around for that home. And lastly, I would say get wise counsel. That's going to mean that you have a real estate agent, a professional working for you, helping you navigate the process. So those are tips for paying down debt fast and buying a home. All right, we're going to be taking more of your calls and questions here in just a moment. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. Whatever is on your mind today, we'd love to hear from you. Let me also mention, we've got a team of what we call MoneyWise coaches here at MoneyWise Media, where these are volunteers that are specially trained to help you with your financial matters from a biblical perspective, and they're free. They're there to serve you, and we'd love to make them available to you. One of the ways that they can help is through your emailed questions. When you send us an email at questions@moneywise.org, you will get a response to your question from one of our MoneyWise coaches. It's just one of the ministry resources we offer here at MoneyWise Media. So again, that email address is questions@moneywise.org. Another way to submit a question for both our coaches to respond to and the MoneyWise community, others who want to be wise stewards, who want to weigh in on your question or issue, you can participate in our MoneyWise community on our website and in the MoneyWise app. You would just head to moneywise.org, click on the community tab, and when you do, you'll see all of the questions there. Literally every day, questions coming in from folks who just want to talk about what God's doing in their financial life and perhaps pose a question. You'll see every day new questions coming in, and you'll see responses and answers from our MoneyWise coaches and the MoneyWise community. So if you'd like to jump into the MoneyWise community and be a part of the conversation, just head to our website, moneywise.org, click on the community tab, and when you do, you'll be able to jump right in. You can also download our MoneyWise app and participate in our community on the go. It's very quick to do. You would simply just go to your app store and search for MoneyWise Biblical Finance. That's MoneyWise Biblical Finance when you head to your app store today. All right, let's head to the phones. A few lines open, 800-525-7000. Ken is in Maryland. And Ken, thanks for being a part of the program. How can I help you, sir?
Hey, thanks a lot for having me on. I had a couple of questions. One, I wanted to know about when you buy and sell stock, what market price do you get? Do you get the price at the time of the trade or the price at the end of the day?
Yeah.
For the particular stocks.
Sure. Yeah. So for a stock
order, when you put in a stock order and the exchange is open and you put it in as not a limit where you're setting a limit on that price, but where you're putting it in at the market price, that's going to be fulfilled at the market price when a buyer and seller come together. When somebody, in the instant somebody, especially now that everything is technologically driven, the instant at which somebody is willing to fill that order, that sell order or that buy order, whichever you are, and then the person on the other side of that, the moment that they're willing to fill that at whatever the current market price is. So if you're buying whatever the current market is offering for that number of shares for a sale, that instant, that's the market price that comes through. And so with a stock that's very actively traded, that's going to be pretty much what you see as the last tick, if you will. The last sale of that stock is going to be typically what you will get. Now, if you've got a narrowly traded stock, meaning not a lot of volume, or you're putting in a pretty significant order on the larger side, it may be a bit higher or lower than what you saw as the last trade. The reason you would get the end of the day price is when you're buying a mutual fund. So you're going to get at the end of the day what's called the net asset value, the total of all the investments in the mutual fund, the basket of investments divided by the number of outstanding shares. At the close of the market, they come out with the NAV, and that order would be filled right there. We'll be right back on MoneyWise. Stay with us.
Have your dreams been shattered? Here's Pastor Jeff Shreve with From His Heart Ministries.
Somebody told me early in my ministry, he said, you know, if you preach to broken hearts, you'll always have an audience. And I don't know what your need is today, but God does his best work in the midst of broken, shattered dreams.
Find real hope in Christ. Join Pastor Jeff Shreve on From His Heart, weeknights at 6 Central, here on American Family Radio.
Friendships is looking for full-time volunteer men and women who are serious about serving God, investing time in rewarding work, and helping people in need around the world. There is no charge to serve. Room and board are provided. A willing heart and a desire to work as part of a team are the primary skills required. Check out the opportunities at friendships.org or email portmercy@friendships.org. That's portmercy@friendships.org.
Siri, what's the best way to save for college?
I'm not sure.
Well, what does the Bible say about co-signing for a loan or investing for retirement?
I don't know that either, but you can find those answers on the free MoneyWise app.
Really?
Sure. You can connect with the online community and get answers and encouragement from MoneyWise coaches.
That sounds great. Siri, download the MoneyWise app.
Got it. Learn more at MoneyWise.org.
Investing is more than just returns. It's an expression of who you are and what you value. Does the way you invest your money reflect your identity as a Christian? At Eventide, we design investments for performance and a better world, so you can invest with the confidence to reach your financial goals while remaining true to your Christian values and commitments. We call this investing that makes the world rejoice. More is available at investeventide.com. That's investeventide.com.
Thanks for joining us today on MoneyWise on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West, your host. Day 3 of our new program here on American Family Radio. So honored to be joining you each morning to mine the scriptures and apply God's principles to your financial decisions and choices. We're going to take as many calls as we can between now and the end of the hour. We were talking before the break with Ken, and Ken, you were asking about a market price. We talked about that, but did you have a follow-up question?
Yes, and thanks. Everything you just said there was fine. I think I understand what you're saying. You get the price when the transaction's complete, basically.
That's exactly right.
Parties have weighed in on it. Got it. I understand. Okay, good. So therefore, it's going to be a little questionable as to just what that's going to be, unless you put in a limit, right?
Well, that's exactly right. You won't know until that order is filled exactly what the market price is. But as I said, with a stock that has, huge volume, if you're putting in a you know, a pretty minimal order, you're going to typically get an order filled very close to where the stock has already been trading in that, you know, short span of time versus a very large order or a stock that's more narrowly traded, less volume. You might see a significant move, you know, up or down from what the last trade was. So that's really going to be the key there.
Okay. Okay, great. Thanks. The other question I had was about, I guess it's twofold. One, I wondered what you thought about not having a financial advisor and going through setting up your account with like Fidelity or Vanguard or one of those, or E-Trade, or and then depending on your answer there, could you recommend one of those that would be good to work with? I have a financial advisor now, but I've been thinking about maybe trying to just manage my own account. And yeah. I wonder what you thought.
Very good. I'm a fan, Ken, of you having a financial advisor making these decisions for you. You know, I think when it comes to being really a steward of anything that God entrusts to us, certainly our financial resources are a part of that, and where we've worked a long time to amass wealth, to take that and on ourselves, unless we've got the time and willing to put in the, to learn how to effectively build a portfolio that makes sense in light of kind of where the market is, what our goals and objectives are. I think it's just really helpful to have a financial professional making those decisions for you. Here at MoneyWise, we trust the Certified Kingdom Advisor designation as the gold standard for biblically wise financial advice, and that would include both investments and financial planning and otherwise. And you could find a CKA on our website, moneywise.org. I'd interview two or three before you make the decision. Now, you mentioned you have an advisor, and that's great. If you're happy there with the current advisor you have, I'd say stay the course. Is there anything wrong with doing it yourself? No, absolutely not. I mean, if that's something you really want to put the time and effort into, that would be a prudent approach. One way to do it, though, Ken, might be to say, And I'm going to use a term that, I'll explain. You give your serious money to your advisor, and then you kind of keep a smaller portion for yourself that you want to, begin to invest. And not that you're, playing with it, so to speak, but I think it's an opportunity for you just to test your effectiveness as an advisor, as a money manager for yourself, before you pull the whole thing away from your advisor. I think the other key there is to make sure you don't get too highly concentrated. Oftentimes when we're managing money ourselves, a couple of things happen. One is we can try to buy some stocks that become our favorites and we don't have proper diversification. So there's too much risk, placed on one company to perform, and that lacks diversification, which we find in Ecclesiastes. And then number two, we can get too emotionally connected to our money. And so, we sell when it's time to buy because, the market's moving away from us, or the opposite is true. We try to time our entry points, or, we see that it go down. And so because it's our money, we make a rash decision, which is never good when we're making a short-term decision based on short-term moves in the market versus the long-term. So I would just be careful about that. If you did want to manage money yourself, you could do it any number of places. One of the discount brokers like Schwab would be fine, or Fidelity, Vanguard, very high quality investments there. If you wanted a robo, meaning you would use indexes with a very low cost approach, I would look at Betterment or the Schwab Intelligent Portfolios. Another kind of middle ground would be with soundmindinvesting.org, where they list mutual funds that you can select from based on various strategies that you might have. And that's kind of a hybrid approach where you're getting kind of wisdom from an objective third party that's doing a lot of research for you, but you're ultimately making the final decision as opposed to delegating to an advisor. Give me your thoughts, though, on that.
What was that last one? Sound Mind?
Yeah, soundmindinvesting.org. Would be a way to check out the Sound Mind Investing newsletter and website. Publishes mutual funds that you can buy with very specific recommendations based on your age, goals, and risk tolerance.
Okay, yeah, I like that idea of the middle ground that you described with that last one there. And what you just said about if I was going to do this, to practice some with some money that maybe just wasn't, you know, it really, whatever happened to it, it wouldn't be as big a deal, say,
yes.
instead of going ahead with the whole lump at once and making the move. So, yeah, and all of that makes good sense to me.
Good.
What? So, will you mention your website? How do things work there? Do you?
Yeah.
Does a person come? I mean, yeah. How does it work? Is it like Sound Mind or?
It's not. Yeah, let me explain that. So MoneyWise is a not-for-profit ministry. We're an education. We provide training and tools for God's people to make wise decisions about their money. We are not a for-profit. We don't offer any financial advice whatsoever. We host radio programs and have MoneyWise coaches and the app where you can manage your money. But we do have listed there what are called certified kingdom advisors. And so there's about 1,500 CKAs around the country. Certified Kingdom Advisor is a designation similar to CPA or CFP, Certified Financial Planner. CKA is the gold standard in the financial services industry for advisors that have met high standards in competence, training, experience, but also they've been specially trained in biblically wise financial advice. And so they can bring the counsel of Scripture to bear in their professional financial advice or money management that they do for their clients. They don't work for MoneyWise. They're off at independent firms and wirehouses and all across the industry. They've just earned this designation. So when we want to connect folks to advisors, we want to make sure that they're connected with somebody. If it's important that their values are reflected, it's important to us that they're connected with a CKA. So that would be what you would find at MoneyWise.org. When you click Find a CKA, you would find a Certified Kingdom Advisor. Perhaps in your city, I'd interview a few of them because they all set their own fee schedules and they all have different levels of service and experience. But we know and trust that they've earned this designation that really is the highest standard in biblical financial wisdom.
Okay. So then, that's on your website.
Yeah. If you head to moneywise.org, just click Find a CKA. I'm going to have to leave it there today, Ken. It's been a pleasure to talk to you, my friend, and call us back sometime. God bless you. Anna's in Virginia. Anna, go right ahead. How can I help you? Hi, Anna. Are you with us?
Oh, hi. Yes, I'm so sorry.
You're fine. Go right ahead.
Yeah, so I was too busy listening to you. So I'm a federal government employee, and I heard that the administration is planning to, move our money into Chinese interest or something like that, investment. So I no longer feel secure about my retirement, my TSP. Do you suggest I withdraw that money and move it somewhere else? And
yeah.
How can I do that?
Are you still a federal employee at this point, Anna?
I am, but not for long.
Okay.
I'm looking at retirement very
soon.
Got
it. Yeah, well, I would stay with the thrift savings. I wouldn't do anything in terms of pulling it out right now until you separate. Of course, the TSP is the retirement plan for federal employees and members of the uniformed services, very similar to a 401k. And, the easiest way to allocate your funds is through what are called the L funds, the life cycle funds that target the management toward your retirement date, which is going to get more and more conservative as you approach retirement. But when you separate, Anna, I would roll that out to an IRA, and I would be looking, just like we talked about with our last caller, I would be looking to hire an investment professional that can manage that according to your goals and objectives, but also according to your values, to make sure that the investments that are selected really fit what's most important to you as a believer and that you're in the investments that make sense for you. So I would probably stay put for now, either in the current allocation that you have, or you could take a look at the L funds, but then go ahead and start doing your due diligence on the advisor that you'd like to choose so that you can roll that out of the TSP plan into an IRA. At that point, you'll have really complete control over not only how the investments are selected, but also on the fee schedule in terms of who you hire to manage that for you and what investments they go into. This will open up really an unlimited universe of investments as opposed to the very narrow selection of choices that are made available through the TSP. So that would be where I would head next as you prepare for retirement. And at that point, you'll be able to move forward with confidence. So we appreciate your call today. Thanks for checking in with us. Well, folks, that's going to do it for us today. So glad you've been along with us on MoneyWise on American Family Radio. It's a privilege to come alongside you each day to mine the scriptures and apply them to your financial decisions and choices. Thank you to Pat Montague managing our phones today and Devin Patrick, our producer today. Also, Jim Henry providing research. Thank you for being here as well. Hope you'll come back and join us next time as we gather together and apply God's principles to your financial decisions and choices. If you'd like to learn more about MoneyWise, you can do that on our website, moneywise.org. May God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.